So it's a composite of songs and sayings from the civil rights movement in the Deep South, I guess from a period of, what, 62 to 64.
No segregation.
Other than a few people shooting some news events, you know, when they started spraying people on the bridge in Selma and, you know, things that were on TV, there really wasn't any documentation to speak of what went on in these churches. About 80 or 90% of what's on the disc Movement Soul takes place in churches.
Come on, Johnny, because you're not free either. This is your fight. This is my fight. This is everybody's fight. We're going to keep on fighting. And we want you to do one thing. If you're going to fight, come on and wade in the water with us.
Just wade in the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water to win. Wade in the water. My Lord, he cost all the trouble. The water. Come on and wade.
These churches were wholly separate from the white churches. People are getting beat up and they can't vote. The church became the place to talk about it. And, I mean, beyond the three famous murders of the civil rights workers, that got out on a national basis. And maybe it was because they were white, but, you know, things were happening all the time on that level to black people and they're just disappearing.
You know what happened in Poplarville 6 years ago? Charles Mack Parker got lynched. And you had a voter registration worker walking the roads of Poplarville this morning. Walking for freedom!
And all of a sudden, we heard people scream, women crying, cops were just coming all through everywhere, just beating people on sight, not asking you, are you in demonstration, just beating you just because you were there.
He said, give me a gun, I'm gonna shoot the nigga right now, pointing at me. Then he said, if I see you on the street one more time, I'm gonna kill you dead. You understand that, nigga? You understand that?
Just follow me down to the county jail.
It's hard to explain. I mean, the only feeling of togetherness and community available to the black community in the South at that time was inside these mass meetings. I mean, they were just depressed. Well, you know, Fannie Lou Hamer is a classic example of someone who lost her job on the plantation because she tried to participate. Thank God the movement saved her in that respect because she's such a great singer.
Did you hear her say how that little 15-year-old girl suffered? How they beat her and put her in a cell and put the light out? And she said, I got the light of freedom.
These are the things that we're about tired of. We want to bring the truth to light and let it shine.
And that's when we saw the lady, this Miss Thomas. She was on her knees and she was praying. You could hear her. They said, move, nigga, move, just like that. And just be beating on her. And every time she would get up off her knees, run up would hit her, and she wouldn't have a chance.
We did a lot of work. Some of it was voter registration drives and interviews out on the highway. You'd find people who were scared to talk, maybe downtown, or you'd been referred to people that were working on different plantations. You know, you get knocked upside the head, you got bandages on, and maybe all you wanted to do was register to vote. It's something to talk about. You know?
They put 14 of us in a 6x8 cell. And we couldn't stand up, and we couldn't sit up. We just all up on one another. Almost died in there. We just went down the register, that's all.
They beat Mac Mayer unconscious. They told him they were going to teach him how to respect white state troopers.
That night, about 4 or 5 state troopers, they came into the cell. And they would call us out one by one, you know, and they beat us and kicked us, you know, hit us across the head with the product.
That Tuesday when they had our trial, the same policeman that had participated in the beatings was on the jury seat.
And we sat there during the trial and heard the man lie and heard many more men lie before us. We saw justice bastardized before our eyes.
You got to remember, any and all of these events, state troopers are everywhere. They're surrounding these churches. They're particularly bothered by the small smattering of white folks that we were involved in these meetings. I mean, they obviously were outside agitators, you know. It was raining the day that we went to the county courthouse when people were trying to get in to register in Hattiesburg, and my umbrella, water just dripped off onto a state trooper, and he said, hey boy, where are you from? And I said, Atlanta. He said, well, you better get your nigger loving communist ass back up there, you know.
We believe that it is
better to love than to hate. But at the same time, we must warn this nation and warn the state of Mississippi that our people are growing tired and they're growing restless.
Shoot a nigga and watch him run. That's what he was saying. But this is a new nigga, and you tell the old man Hammond down there, we ain't running no more.
You can send us to the state penitentiary. You can send us to the county farm, your county jails, and hit us across the head with your stick and let your dogs bite it. But we don't care, because we ain't scared of your jail now, because we want our freedom.
I ain't scared of your jail, because I want my freedom. I want my freedom. I want my freedom.
We dub these things and send it out to people in Washington. So that's basically how the word got out to Congress. People copying tapes of police brutality reports. But I'm quite sure that by the time the Civil Rights Act was signed, a lot of people had been moved by what they had heard.
Cause I want my, the Lord, I want my.